Although my time spent at the ranch in Never Sweat is among my fondest memories, I soon felt in me a need to continue on my way. Robert presented me with an excellent painted colt on which I'd learned to ride during my stay. Objecting that this was too generous a gift, Robert winked and assured me that horses were ones for the taking in that part of the world, and to think nothing of it. Thanking him, I rode west into the Rocky Mountains. By the time I set foot in that young town in the San Juans, it seemed to me that its river must have deposited those for whom it was named somewhere further down. Those skinny locomotive tracks in and out of town and the stories and fortunes they carried kept the mood as high as the altitude. And though the scenery was as stirring as anything I'd yet seen in my travels, my eyes were heavy after so many weeks of riding through the Rockies. So I decided to drop off for a spell, and found myself drawn to a newer establishment with a marquee declaring lodging for the people, though it had a peculiar way of saying it.